Kansas State Nation. This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this other quote-unquote K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, here recording this cross-country edition on October 3rd, on a Friday. Yes, sir, on a Friday. This will come out at some point either later on in the weekend or early in the next week. October 3rd, 2025. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for, once again, tuning in to this episode if you've not already done so. If you like what you're hearing, please, please, please subscribe to this K-State podcast. Yep. wherever you listen to your podcast, folks, as we go outside the world of football and men's basketball to try to cover, take full coverage of everything else K-State athletics, whether it's cross-country, men's, women's, women's volleyball, women's soccer coming soon. It's going to be here for a snap of a finger. Men's and women's basketball and so much more going on right now. It's pretty much fall sports in full swing at Kansas State University. The men's and women's cross-country team. And remember, we have to rewind it back a little bit. The women performed very well in the winning. winning their first cross-country meet. They came back today as I'm recording this on Friday night. They were in South Bend earlier today for the South Bend Joe Plain Blue Division. As once again, the highlight coming out of here is the ladies once again as they gave an all-around big-time performance once again at the Burke Golf Course held up there in South Bend. Three K-State women put in the record books earlier today. The team ended up finishing in ninth with 291 points. I thought it was a 29 by an exclamation point. But 291 points, 40 points behind Big 12 neighbor Cincinnati. The men's first 8K of the season there. It looks like they finished sixth. One spot of the top five for the K-State men there. 11 points out from Windsor, who finished in the fifth place position there as well. Of course, looks like the host on the women's side, Notre Dame, won the ladies event there in, looks like, the University of Chicago. Speaking of Chicago, yeah, Chicago Marathon next weekend, a year from last year. Around this time, yours truly took part in his first world major, the Chicago Marathon. Definitely quite the experience. I tell you that, I tell people this, could have been a little better, but hey, I mean, you're blessed enough to finish. That's the main thing. Finish the damn marathon there as well. But I'm in a different phase now, aiming at another goal that has been left undone, unfinished. Hopefully that will get finished wherever I decide to run the half marathon. I have two choices now, and I'm not going to reveal those. So I just signed up for the other one today, just to be on the safe side, to have something kind of to lean back on there as well. So we'll see. But either way, they fall on the same time frame. So, I'd like another crack at the second one I just signed up for. I really want to do the first half marathon, the first sign up that I signed, half that I signed up for. We'll just have to see. We're just going to continue to take this thing day by day on the EG3 side. Things we'll see. But either way, I think looking back at last year to this year, obviously the two different distances, I believe I'm more speed wise prepared than I was last year. I can tell you that right now. Because I wasn't doing. Here I go. I turn this into myself podcast, but we'll flip it back to K-State here in a second. But yeah, I wasn't doing all these hard workouts for damn sure. So we're just gonna have to see, because obviously nothing guaranteed in the sport. We're gonna sit here. It's easy for me to sit here and predict, you know, Baylor's gonna beat K-State, whatnot in football, or you know, the men's basketball team, you know, needs to make the NCAA tournament, whatnot. But it's out of our hands. You can do all the preparation, but when it goes down, you better be the best on that day. So, I've been on both sides of it. And right now, the K-State ladies cross-country team right now is on the bright side of everything right now, with big time momentum there as well. Cecilia Fisher and Grace Meyer, the senior duo. We have covered them since the beginning of the Pro Project podcast. big time 5K races for the two of them, top 50 finishes and PRs for both of them. Fisher came across the line sub 17 minutes. Just 17. It don't matter, right? It don't matter how you do it. Got to get it done. 16:59.4, 37th place for Fisher, and then Meyer, not too far behind, just missed sub 17, 17:06. That's a PR for Grace Meyer, who ended up finishing in 44th spot. This is the Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports. This is only their second meet for both the K-State men's and women's cross-country teams under head coach Kate Bucknum this year, and the ladies have been very impressive. The men came along pretty well in this meet, and this was held this morning as I'm recording this on Friday, October 3rd. So this was this morning. This went down in Legend, South Bend, Indiana, folks. that was too much. But anyways, let me see here. Kate Bucknum in a quote on both the seniors on the ladies' side. Quote, what they did today wasn't a huge surprise. Grace and Cecilia, they're seniors, and they've been putting in so much work. The whole team has. And goes on to say, quote, so I kind of knew they were game. They're ready to go for a fast race. Obviously, with it being a fast course, we took advantage of that. Yeah, I think it was just a good snapshot of where we're at. And we know that as the competition season goes on, it's going to get tougher. So I think it was really important to take a lot of confidence from this race, end quote there as well. Stella Miner, other ladies in the lineup. This was her first K-State race. First 5K, 17:17 there. Also putting it there in 66th place for Miner there as well. Christine Girono, 84th place there for her, 17:26. And Vienna Lanier, her first cross-country race as a K-Stater, 17:29.92. 92nd overall. So putting really 5K State, all your people, most of your people anyways, into the top 100. That's a big deal there as well. Paige Baker crossed the line, sub 18, 17:52. Alexa Rios, also a senior who's been on this team a long time as well. So we kind of forget about her a little bit. Rios, 18:37. She improved from her sophomore season as well. Flip side of the coin, we turn in the men. This is the Pro Budget Podcast, all things K-State sports. Strong showings by the K-State women up in South Bend in the men. The ladies, let me back up real quick, finished in a nice spot there in the top 10, while the men finished in the sixth spot there earlier this morning in the meetup there, the Joe Payne Blue Division. There as well, Jackson Esquibel, top 10 finish, baby. Fifth place, PR, 24:28. And I think this is an 8K we're talking about for the men there as well. So I had this discussion, I think it was last week, about my guy, shout out, my guy Todd. He's getting prepared to run speed of marathons, the Twin Cities Marathon up in Minnesota. On Sunday, so got Todd up there, Kayla's up there, going up there. Todd's already should be already up there. Kayla, Maddie, oh gosh, I'm leaving out Davis up there. Who am I forgetting up there? I know there's one more up there, and I'm leaving her name out. Damn it! But anyways, yeah. So there's that on that side of the coin. I feel bad now. I'm leaving her name out. Maybe I'll pick it up on the ET3 podcast. ET3 podcast there. Let me see. I believe this is head coach Becknum on Esquibel. Quote, that wasn't a huge surprise for me. I knew Esquibel was in PR shape, and I knew that he was kind of in this on his upward trajectory a little bit. Has been really looking forward, looking good in practice. And you know, for all the guys, they've been putting in a lot of work the last 4 weeks there as well. Brock Olsen. There's a lot of first here today. Brock Olsen in his first 8K race as a K-Stater, 24:39, 14th place. Julian Avila, 39th place, 3 K-State men in the top 50, 25:09. Also, others in the mix. Jacob Norris finishing 69th at 25:47. Freshman Kenyon Buehler, 25:53, 79th place. And then Caleb, hold up. Caleb Prettyman, just missed the 25-minute mark by 3 seconds at a 26:03 in 88th place right there. I'm going to get that name before we get off here. I'm going to have to hop on Instagram. But real quick here to wrap up the K-State size things here. K-State now will be back. Looks like in 2 weeks here in Kansas City anyways, the Kansas City Marathon in 2 weeks for K-State men's women's cross country team. It is going to be the pre-national invitational at Gans Creek Cross Country Course. We know that course very well, held by the University of Missouri. That's on October 18th, so a big Saturday for those of y'all who are going to be doing the KC Marathon, half marathon, 10 or 5K here in town. For the K-State people, for the cross-country folks, that's going to be in Columbia, Missouri. And damn it, yes, and yep, I'm going to do it. Got to do it because I feel bad. I lock off this podcast and not do anything. This is a Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here on this cross-country edition of the podcast. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Oh, boy. Take your time here. Why is it not showing? Oh my goodness. It's not showing. Let me see here. It's not there. Let me see. I know it's here. I know it's around here. I know it's here somewhere. Sorry. Audrey, yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Yeah, so here we go. Audrey, yes, I knew it's there. I knew it was somebody else, but I could not think of the name. Andrea, she's good. Andrea will be. Audrey, I'm sorry. Audrey will be up there as well. I am way too round the horn with that, but Audrey will be up there as well. So, again, from a shout out here, when this comes out, I don't know when it's going to come out. Maybe it'll be on Monday, maybe on Sunday, on Monday night. We will know the result. Or I don't know how well they done. Well, some of my folks have done, or how did anyways, in the Twin Cities races up there in Minneapolis. We would put a pin on this right now, but congratulations, K-State ladies, at it again, baby. Top 10 finishes across the board in this high flying cross country meet here for K-State men's women's cross country team there, as both teams finish inside the top 10. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're just a quick record K-State content. Okay, you like what you're hearing, please go ahead, hit that subscribe button, hit the alarm bell. Every time we upload content each and every day, you'll be notified about it. Bobby Knapp, taking a little break here. I might at some point hop on there. I'm limited on equipment right now, so that's the hold up on that. So hopefully later on in the month, we'll be back in somewhat full swing and we can record episodes of it, but I can. But I also have to wait a couple, at least maybe another week or two here, and see what happens there with that. But you guys can go check out the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app. It is GRIER number 3, EDDID Progress Podcast. Again, that is GRIER number 3, EDDID Progress Podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, including new K-State fans out there that are looking for K-State content. Tell them about the Purple Project Podcast and feel free. Go ahead. Please, I don't say this enough. I need to start doing it more often. Even though it's not about the fame, it's about other K-State friends finding this podcast. 4 or 5-star rating, preferably, helps out other K-State fans look for more content on their K-State athletics. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another cross-country edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.